Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're going to talk about some more new for 2026, but first, the segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. License bill. Start over. I almost said.
Oh, we are back. The Gunsmith Show. We're talking about some more new for 2026 here in the Gunsmith Show. Our first show of the new year.
That's right. Glad to be here in January. It feels good. It's kind of cold. But.
It's really cold, yeah.
It's really cold.
Yeah, it should be, though.
Well, we got Jake in the house.
So I'm here. Is here. Yeah. And he'll join talking about new for 2026. But this segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises.
So Reliable Enterprises got hooked up with us several years ago. I was a builder, and now I'm retired, and I refer almost all construction jobs to Reliable Enterprises. They're good people. They do good work, outstanding quality. And it's hard to find, you know, really true, good, honest contractors. There's a lot of them out there, and they're all busy. So you got to be patient for one thing. But as a licensed builder in the state of Michigan, you also are held by you're really held to a task. You got to do a good job, or you lose your license.
Yep.
And Jeremy does an excellent job. You can give him a call, 810-429-6957. Again, it's 810-429-6957. He wants you to know if you are interested in a safe room or gun vault room or, you know, secure storage area in your home for storing your
valuables.
You might want an ammunition and gold room, you know.
You have a collection of artwork you want to store.
Yeah, whatever it is. He can build those for you, and he does it very discreetly. So give Jeremy a call or link to him right from our website, which is thegunsmithshowgss.com.
Does he build panic rooms?
That's what he can do.
That'd
with
be kind
of
interesting.
And everything, you know? So
just like the movie, all the cameras watching your house, lock
yeah.
it down.
Or
little portholes to shoot out of.
I don't know if you want portholes in it. But
I don't know.
Because portholes can be, it's a soft spot. You know what I mean?
Basically, like parking a Loomis Fargo truck in your
That would be cool. You know,
house.
And people are doing a lot with containers now.
That's true.
Containers from, you know, because you're buying containers, you can get them through $3,000 or $4,000. They're building whole cabins around them now.
Yeah.
You know, get two containers and you do the middle in an A-frame, and that's pretty cool.
This show is brought to you by the Branch Davidians.
Well, and yeah. Think about it, though. If you're going up north, you're going to build a cabin. One of the things I've always worried about when I'm up, like, hunting Manistee or Atlanta area, is you're out there, you're aiming at a deer with a 270 that's 180 yards away from you. And then you look in the background and you realize there's a cabin in the background of your scope when you're looking through it. If you were sleeping in a container, you might be somewhat safe. You're like, ding.
Yeah. Did you, sound like a submarine in World War II, something hitting it.
Ding. The sonar.
Yeah.
Like a sonar.
Another bing.
That would not be good. But it would make for a safe and secure cabin. And Jeremy can do that too.
Yeah.
So lots of cool stuff. So you, like I said, you can go right to our website, gss.com, and link right to them. Reliable Enterprises, and we are so thankful he brought you this segment of the show. Now,
new guns.
More new guns.
Or new items.
Lots of them. Oh, and Jeremy does service the whole state of Michigan. So you need work done, he'll take care of it for you. So, new guns. You know, it's our 250th year. Now, we're talking 2026, 250 years of America. So we will see more things come out like this one, but this one's pretty special from Henry. This is the Spirit of 1776 gun they just came out with, which is kind of weird because truly a Spirit of 1776 would have been a beautiful musket, okay?
Yeah.
But Henry is a lever-action company making beautiful lever-action guns, and they are tremendously popular.
On top of, they also make random single shots.
They do, but they make some they make some newfangled ones, and
they
make some old-style
they
ones. Well, this is an old one. They actually took Benjamin Tyler Henry's original blueprint for the Henry rifle, which
okay.
is how this all started, and exactly copied it, only in a little bit more modern cartridge. They only made 250 of these Spirit of 1776 guns, but they are beautiful. This is the old Henry gun. It holds, I think, 13 rounds underneath the barrel.
In that front tube, yeah.
And it's a lever-action repeating rifle. It was made for Indian hunting and buffalo hunting from horseback, so that you didn't run out of ammunition, nor did you have to reload very often.
True.
So smart gun, they weigh a ton.
Yeah.
There's no four. Now, a lot of those old ones, there's no fore end on them. There's no fore end grip or a front stock. They are metal tube on top of metal tube. It looks like a double-barreled rifle almost.
What is that?
But front? It's actually a magazine tube in your rifle barrel. Now,
which is really how everything else started. All those other lever actions today.
Yeah, it was the birth of the Winchester. So thing. So that pattern was from the 1860 patent.
Okay.
So America wasn't even 100 years old at that point.
No, and then after that, what makes this gun special?
So this gun is what they call a masterful reproduction, a line-for-line copy from that blueprint.
But
it is beautiful. Now, it's a semi-quincentennial is how it's called. It's hard to say. That's a big word for Johnny. But it is beautiful. This thing is engraved. It is fabulous. The
engraving on the side, isn't that like the signing of the Declaration or something engraved on the side of it?
It's stunning.
Yeah.
And they are
works
of art.
It's a work of art.
Yeah. And I don't think this is one you're going to take into the woods. But these things are MSRP'd at $4,572.
Oh.
$4,572. Well,
and a lot of these Henrys come with like cases to mount them on the wall too.
This thing is beautiful. Now, it does hold 13 rounds of .44-40. And people say, .44-40, they even still make that? Yes, they do still make
it. Yeah, it's popular.
And it is, every now and then I get a bag of used range brass from the range, and I find .44-40 brass. I throw it in a Ziploc, and it always sells at gun shows. People snatch that stuff up because it's hard to find.
And then you see .38-40, and you're like, this is even funkier brass.
Which is cool. It's a 40 caliber bullet with 38 grains of powder behind it. Why they called it a .44-40 or .38-40, I don't know, but they did. But it's the original 10 millimeter. Lots of cool stuff out there in the market. But here's another big thing that's hit this year. Now, the old company Glenfield, we all had Glenfield Model 60 22s. I think we got two or three of them at our house. They're good guns. They were Kmart specials.
Yep.
The Glenfield line was a low-end Marlin line, and they were low-end meaning affordable.
They Birchstocks, not walnut.
They were
little
Kmart
simpler
guns,
pressed
not,
metal, not,
not Hudson's
cast.
Guns. Yeah, yeah. But they were fun. And they were cool. Those were 18-shot 22s. They were a blast. Yeah. I wore mine flat out. Mine doesn't even work anymore because it's so wore out. But that means I've shot it a lot. Well, Glenfield is being rebirthed now through Ruger.
Through Marlin, through Ruger.
They are owned by Ruger. Now, they've
and
come
was,
out with...
When Ruger bought Marlin, they bought the name, and nothing happened with it for the past 10 years since they... Or 8 years since they bought the line.
Has it been that long?
Maybe five. It's been a couple years at least.
Yeah, a few years anyway. So the new Glenfield Model A bolt action rifle, it looks awful familiar, doesn't it? Well, there's a reason for that. If you own a Ruger American rifle, that Model A is going to look a lot like your American rifle.
The generation. It's funny.
So claiming premium performance at an accessible price, the new Glenfield Model A, and it says it right on the side of the gun where it used to say American Rifle.
Now it says
Glenfield Model A. Now, I'm sure they're going to do some things like a little bit less on the finish.
Well, it's interesting because
it's Cerakoted.
They have the stocks are actually kind of cool.
Oh, they're beautiful.
And it makes sense on Ruger's part because they turned to the Gen 2 American Rifles.
Yep.
And they're probably thinking, man, I've got 4 million whatever plain receiver still for the American
They're
rifle.
Not engraved yet.
What do we do with these? Let's rebrand it as the Glenfield.
It's a smart move.
So it works. And there are, I think MSRP is $100 less than a Gen 2 American rifle.
Yep.
So stocks are like a really, it's like a textured spider stock type
and
of thing.
I used to have a Weatherby had the same had the same looking stock on it.
It's so on all your standard calibers that you would want today.
Yeah, 450 down to 22-250, I think is where
I think, and even it's got
223,
30-06, and 270s, and your standard calibers,
your basic rounds, and
your rounds
MSRP
you can go to the store and buy ammo.
Is $100 less than $100 less than.
And keeping up with Glenfield traditions, it's going to be a little less.
A little bit less expensive.
I don't think it has a threaded barrel.
Well.
Things like that you're not going to get, but you're not buying it for that.
The reviews I've read, Jake, is cool because it says, you used to talk to your buddies and almost everybody had a Glenfield rifle in their house.
Yeah.
And suburban America, that's very true.
Yeah.
They had them as 22s. They bought them at Kmart's.
Yeah.
Well, now The Glenfields are going to be available, you know, at limited stores, I'm sure, but you'll be able to order them.
Yeah,
but places like Rural King and Family Farm and Home, and those are the kind of places where I'll expect to see them. But I'm sure they'll still be available through Williams and through the, you know, the Gun Barn or wherever it's at.
I'm sure there'll be orders. Yeah,
yeah,
I can imagine.
They'll bring some in because, you know, in that time from July 1st through October 1st, there's people out there looking for an inexpensive rifle that they can put together and shoot it to see if they like it for deer season.
Yep.
So now let's go back to Henry for a minute. Okay, we're done talking about the Glenfield and the Marlin Company. Let's go back to Henry. The entire line of lever actions is impressive. It blew my mind when I went to their website. You know, I've always kind of looked at their catalogs, and I flipped through them, and Henry's are Henry's. They're nice rifles, and the Golden Boys and stuff, and I've worked on several and scoped a couple and stuff and shot them, and they're nice guns. But the entire line, to say the least, is pretty amazing, proving that people still love the Americana aspect along with our 250th birthday. Lever actions, I think it's going to be a big year for lever actions. They are beautiful rifles, and people are willing to pay for it. It's very clear. Now, personally, my favorite one of the line, they come out with this new super lever action 223, magazine fed.
Sure.
Carbon fiber barrel. It's a hunting model. It's really cool, but it's $2,500.
Yeah.
So, personally, I like the LASR, which is the lever action Supreme rifle. Specifically, they make a 16.5-inch version in 300 blackout. So it's magazine fed, 300 blackout, lever action, threaded, and so is the 223 version of this. 4-pound trigger. It's got the medium-sized loop. It's got the nice kind of a Monte Carlo buttstock, so it's very good for scope work. What a great coyote gun or a great pig gun this would be. And I really like the 300 blackout. You know, it's the caliber that I think when I go to the range now, that 300 blackout makes me smile more than just about anything. It's so quiet, shoots so good, whether it's a 220 grain round nose slug or if it's a 125 grain Spitzer, they work great and they are so doggone quiet. So you can get these though. The MSRP is around $1,300, but I've been seeing them locally. You can get them for right around $1,150.
Okay.
And they're beautiful rifles. They are truly beautiful. I was excited when the first time I seen it. So next, we're going to get into the next segment. We're going to look at some great used clearance guns that will work really good for this time of year, which is coyote hunting season.
Oh, yeah.
Coyote hunting season is in prime right now. So hang on tight. We got more coming in.
Keep right here. The Gunsmith Show on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.